It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. 17 votes. That is all that is needed to approve $100 million in tax breaks for Kimberly-Clark, which makes things like Kleenex, feminine hygiene brand Kotex, and diapers, among other consumer staples. In February, Governor Walker pushed hard for those 17 votes, the majority in the 33-member Senate. And even though the Senate is run by his own party, he came up short. Now Kimberly-Clark has given the state till the end of the month to approve these incentives, or it may shut down a plant in Fox Valley. But are the votes there yet? Laurel White is Wisconsin Public Radio's news. She's Wisconsin Public Radio's state capitol reporter. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Carrie.
So what brought this issue up again? I don't understand how this came up.
Well, this has been an evolving issue over the past several months. So we first heard about it in January when Kimberly-Clark said it was planning to cut these jobs, about 600 jobs at two different facilities in northeastern Wisconsin. And then it went away for a little bit because the company and workers were having negotiations between the union and management. And that was resolved in July. So that's sort of when this came roaring back to life, was in July. When the company said, we've reached an agreement with our union. Now it's just up to you, state of Wisconsin, to decide whether you're going to give us this incentive package or not. And then, interestingly enough, just earlier this week, Governor Walker said, you know, I think making another push for this incentive package, which had previously been taken up by the state legislature but didn't pass,
right,
as you mentioned.
In February, yes.
Right. He said it would probably be better to do that after the November election, be easier to do that after the November election. And then shortly after, Kimberly-Clark said, well, actually, we have a deadline of September 30th for you.
Okay, so there's a couple of questions here. First of all, why do they need this $100 million?
So it is, there are incentives that are based on the Foxconn package. It would cover 17% of employee salaries, I believe, and 15% of capital expenditures. And the company says that that's just support that they need from the state to keep these jobs in Wisconsin. The closure, the announcement that they made in February is part of a much larger reorganization that the company's doing. So it's not like they're just targeting the Wisconsin facilities. Mm. There are facilities all over that are making changes.
So are they thinking that they could stay in Wisconsin, or they could close the Wisconsin facility and keep open another facility in a different state, and they're trying to decide? Is that the kind of thinking that's going into this?
I'm not sure what the status of those other facilities are that they announced in February, whether there's negotiations in other states or other areas to keep those open as well. But I know for sure that, you know, as of right now, with the incentive package in limbo, there is a chance that the Wisconsin facilities could stay open.
Okay. And why September 30th? If the governor signaled to them, hey, we're going to wait till after the election, why would they come back and say, nope, September 30th?
You know, that isn't incredibly clear to me, because the governor had been clear, and I don't know if he had communicated that to Kimberly-Clark or not, that he thought it would be more likely or easier to take up the incentive package again after the election. But they, for whatever reason, whether it's a business reason or otherwise, you know, want this done in the next couple weeks, which certainly places more pressure on the state legislature in a time that's pretty tricky for them, less than, 8 weeks until the election.
Right. And some of them are running for re-election. Some of them, like Leah Vukmir, are running for a higher office. And these votes, voting yes or no, could come back at them for those elections, right?
Oh, exactly. And this is an incredibly polarizing issue because it is so reflective of that Foxconn incentive package, which really has divided people across the state and certainly politicians about the role of government in supporting private business and incentivizing private business to either come to Wisconsin or stay here.
Okay, so you mentioned Foxconn a couple of times. Is this part of what is driving this? And also, there are a lot of people who hate Foxconn partly because they are not a Wisconsin business. They've come here from another country and are taking state tax incentives. Kimberly-Clark is this homegrown Wisconsin business. Is there a different viewpoint of them?
I think there is, and that it's an interesting argument, because I think part of the Foxconn debate was, this is a foreign company. why don't we put more money into, you know, spurring growth for Wisconsin companies or helping Wisconsin companies start up? And so it's that particular part of the argument that was used with Foxconn certainly doesn't apply here. And I think some people who had supported Foxconn and then support this can point to that argument and say, well, hey, you said you wanted to support Wisconsin companies. Here's a Wisconsin company that needs support. Why don't we do it?
And people in the southeast part of the state support Foxconn pretty much because it means jobs. Are people in the middle of the state, in the Appleton, Fox Valley area, supporting this Kimberly-Clark deal?
Yeah, so one of the most prominent Senate Republicans that has said that he supports the bill is Senator Roger Roth, who's actually the Senate president, and the one of the facilities is in his district. Mm. And this is something that we see politicians consistently have to weigh with packages like this is, you know, if they have these jobs, these facilities in their district, it does sort of place a different burden on them, right? Or they have different things to weigh. So we do know that he supports it.
It's not a philosophical thing anymore. It's people in my district may lose their jobs.
Right. And they're calling his office or he's talking to them one on one. And this happened with Peter Barca and the Foxconn incentive package. He broke with his party, as did some other Assembly Democrats, to pass the bill because of that location.
So let's get to the nitty gritty here. Do they have the votes? There are 33 senators. Are 17 of them going to say yes to this?
That is the million-dollar question. We do not have the answer to it right now. It's not looking particularly good because the governor has been saying that they're going to need Democratic support for this to get those 17 votes because of some pushback that they've gotten from Republican senators. And the leader of the Senate Democrats has said, well, sorry, if you can't get all the Republicans you need on board for this, that just shows that your party isn't united behind this. So it's not looking particularly good as of right now.
So there are 18 Republicans right now in the state Senate. So theoretically, if everybody was on board, this would be a slam dunk, 18 to 15. Mm-hmm. Who's not on board in that party?
So we know Senator Chris Kapinga is not on board. We know Senator Steve Nass is not on board. These are two that have a history of breaking with the party on some things. There's sort of a coalition that also includes Senator Dewey Strobel and Senator Dave Craig that kind of, actually some people might remember they made some waves during the state budget last year.
Right.
So we know that two of those four certainly do not support the package. So that takes it down to 16 right there.
Right there. Laurel White is Wisconsin Public Radio's state capitol reporter, and we've been talking to her about possible tax incentives for Kimberly-Clark. Laurel, thank you for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Coming up, it's the Bucky Badger edition of Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Carrie Kaufman. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network.